Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, already in progress.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, we should have no complications, no issues, no problems of living our life on this earth. You shouldn't even be concerned about dying, because how many of us are going to die? Every one of us. That's just like, you know, I think about different people that I've dealt with and talked to, and I think about several different men in my life that I've dealt with, and one of these, and in fact, just a family member, not just a few months ago. Cheryl and I went to a funeral, a family member, her family. And there was a man there about 50 years old, and a family member. And we talked to him. I talked to him. He sounded just as healthy as I do. Only 50-something years old. And about 3 months later, Cheryl got a phone call, and he found out her cousin had a heart attack and died. Now, if you'd asked me that day which one of us is going to die before the other one, I'd have said, well, you know, he's 50 years old. I'm 77. You know, I'll go before him. That makes sense, right? But you don't never know, do you? Just because you're 50 years old don't mean nothing. Like I say, my sister was only 22. My daughter was only 24. So the thing about it is, you got to make sure that you believe this book. Don't wait till you're 70 or 80 years old to start trying to believe this book. Because there's no guarantee you'll make it 70 or 80 years, right? No guarantees. But one thing for sure, if you have, just like Cheryl's mother, I mean, not her mother, her daddy. Cheryl's daddy did not serve God. Cheryl knew he didn't serve God. She knew he took the Lord's name in vain a lot. That was just a standard practice for him talking. In fact, when he died, we were there in the hospital, and she said, Lord, I've got to have some kind of a knowledge somehow today to find out my daddy went to heaven. Lord, I have prayed for him and prayed for him and prayed for him. But I got to know whether my daddy made it or not. Let me tell you, don't come to that part of your life right there like that and don't know what the answer is to that. If you don't know that you've been justified by faith, learn it today. I am a son or a daughter of God. I am justified by faith. It doesn't make any difference what I do or what I have done or what I'm going to do in the future. The mistakes I make in the future, the mistakes I'll make today, the mistakes I've made in the past, I'm still covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Jesus died for how many of your sins?
All
of them. And when it says he covers them all, don't let the devil cheat you out of that. Well, the devil is real good. He'll perch up on your shoulder and say, oh, you old wicked girl, you, or you old wicked boy, you. You know, God could never, he would never let somebody as mean as you into heaven. And that ain't true, because sin is sin. And if you've been the best person they ever have been, you know, if y'all remember when we had Howard Pittman here, he had been a preacher, a Baptist preacher, right, Ms. Billy? I mean, he had been a Baptist preacher. And when he went to heaven, I mean, he's a preacher. When he got to heaven, the Lord told him, he said, Howard, because of the blood of my son, you're going to get to come in. But he said, you're not going to get a single reward. Now, wait a minute. I mean, you know, if I've been a Baptist preacher for 30 or 40 years on earth, I'm expecting to get some kind of reward when I get there, wouldn't you? But see, we see that we don't judge the same way God does. He told him because of the blood of his son, he could come in. He's going to get to come to heaven. But because of the works he did on earth, he's going to get no rewards. Anybody remember Howard Pittman telling us that? Yeah, he did tell us that, didn't he? I'll tell you what. I don't want to be a street sweeper in heaven, but I'd much rather be a street sweeper in heaven than a general in hell. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to believe this book. And I ain't going to let the devil cheat me out of nothing. So if Jesus Christ, when we think about the thief on the cross with him, that guy was a murderer, a crook, everything. And whenever he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom, the Lord told him, today you will be with me in paradise. All because he believed in Jesus. Now, ain't that something? I mean, that's something. He died on that cross that day and let that man come into heaven. And that man, he wasn't even baptized. The scripture clearly says to be baptized. But obviously God can make exceptions because he didn't get to baptize that guy. We're justified by faith. And by being justified by faith, we have made peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we do go to heaven, I'm believing with all my heart, let me ask you a question. I want you to be sincere. How many of you in this room know that you have made peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ? If you know you're a Christian, I want you to hold up your hand. You know that you believe in Jesus. Okay. All of you that held up your hand when you die, where are you going? Heaven. Going to heaven. I don't care how good I've been or how bad, but the thing about it is, I want to make it a point to be as good, as holy, and as free from sin as I possibly can be every day, right? Amen. If God says, be ye holy because I am holy, what did he want us to do? Be holy. Be holy. If he said, if all of us that have this hope in us, the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us that have this hope to purify yourselves from all evil, and what does he want you and me to do every day? Purify ourselves. Is that right? He don't want us to be as close to the, in other words, if here's the pit, we don't want to walk as close to that pit as we can get in sin and see how close we can get to it and yet not fall into it and get burned. I want to be as far away from that thing as I can, don't you? I don't want nothing to do with sin. I want to walk holy in his presence because after what the Lord did for you and me by giving his own life and justifying us by faith, after what he done and the price he paid for you and me, I want to do at least the best I can do in the flesh and in the spirit to please the master. Don't you? Amen. Yeah, I don't want him to be unhappy with me. I mean, I think about whenever you have your own children, when your children obey you and do what's right, you're proud of your children, right? You know, I can remember used to when Tim, when he loved to play football, we went to Liberty, we went to a Christian school, and I can remember how many times that whenever he would break loose and start to run or make several yards or every once in a while he'd make a touchdown or something. But every time he'd break loose and start to run somewhere, I can always remember. I wasn't quite as wild as Betty was about Tim. But she would jump up when he would break loose. She'd jump up and hold her hand up and she'd say, go, son, go. That's my boy. I thought, wow. Is that the way you want Jesus to do when you come in? When you come home, you want him to say, come on, son, atta boy, atta girl, come on. I don't want him to do what he did to Howard Pittman. And Howard told us clearly, the Lord said he was not happy with him because of the things he had not done according to the word. But he forgave him and he gave him another chance. And he's still a-going today. And I guess Howard must be 80-something years old. 87. But, you know, at like 50-something or what it was, he died. And the Lord brought him back. Give him another chance. Wow. Let's go to the next verse, verse 2. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell that story. I started to tell that and then I didn't. But to show you the mercy of God, as Cheryl had prayed that prayer for her daddy, not knowing whether he'd be a Christian or not, and for goodness sakes, don't live like that. You know, I mean, you know what I want my kids and my wife and everybody else? If something were to happen to me and I were to die, and that's going to happen someday, I don't know when, but I know it's going to. I want, when they people hear, well, Thurman Scrivener passed away, I want them to, the people that know me say, well, I'll say one thing about that guy. He walked with God. Amen. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes.
That man, that woman walked with God. So I know for sure where they're at. They're with the Lord. Is that the way we want to be known?
Yes.
Absolutely, that's the way we want to be known. Well, that's not the kind of life that Howard Butler lived. And so Cheryl didn't know if her daddy was lost or saved. She didn't know if he's going to make it or not. So she's asking God to show her if daddy's going to make it. And when I walked into the room, she said, honey, I don't know if my daddy's really saved or not. Can we pray for him? I said, okay. So I knelt my knees over and leaned over on the side of the bed. And as soon as my knees touched that bed, I saw her daddy in the spirit falling backwards just like this into the black abyss of hell. I mean, I had never seen that before in my life. That's the only time I've ever seen that. But I saw her daddy falling into hell. I immediately started screaming and crying. I'm not one to cry for nobody, especially for a man that I don't even know. I'd only seen him twice in my life. But I'm seeing him fall into hell. I started screaming, Howard, just call on the name of Jesus. Have we seen the scripture that says anyone that calls on the name of Jesus will be saved? Is that what it says? Anybody that calls on the name of Jesus. So if there's any doubt in your mind right now that you're going to make it or not make it, what do you need to do? Call on the name of Jesus.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I'm Covered by the Blood of the Lamb, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.